Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
This portion of the Big Brother Jake podcast is refreshed by the Venice Beach Beverage Company. Go to VeniceBeachBeverage.com to order some of the most amazing beverages you'll ever have.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
Yo!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake! Live from the Big Brother Bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner. My government name.
Finish it. Go ahead.
You can listen to.
Oh,
boo. I don't have the rest.
You want to try, Marissa? Do it. Kendra, try it.
No.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, aka Jake Warner. My government name. Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on podcast1.com, keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast. You can go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or Pandora Radio. And now, Amazon.com, keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast. And boom, you're in there. So, special guests in the house in the Big Brother Bungalow Studios. I have my three beautiful daughters, Kendra, Savannah, and Marissa. They are on the podcast. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi.
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 They didn't rehearse that either. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You happy to be on the podcast again?
Yes.
Was this your second time on the podcast?
Third.
This is my second.
Oh, okay.
No? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Kendra, it was like twice for you, huh?
This is my second.
Second time? Why? Yeah. Why are you sliding back and forth? Nobody can see that. Are you okay? You're like Stevie Wonder over there. Well, as we all know, this past weekend is Father's Day weekend. And I decided, out of the blue, I wanted to have my daughters on the podcast. So, did I force you guys? You guys seem so quiet now. You had a lot to say earlier.
No.
We wanted to be on your podcast.
You wanted to be on the podcast? What about you, Marissa?
I have something to say.
Yeah, get on the microphone. Get close. Go ahead, baby.
Love to spend time with my dad.
Oh, you're so getting extra money for that. That was very sweet, baby. Thank you so much. Yes, it is the Father's Day edition, and I wanted to spend this episode with my kids. You know, most of the time I'm too cranky for them, and I make them mad, but, you know, they were nice enough to come on the podcast. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
So what is it about your dad that you actually dislike? I want to start with dislikes first. And you're not going to get in trouble, at least on the air. You want to go first, Kendra, since you're giggling over there?
When you're cranky.
When I'm cranky? What else?
When he asks us to clean.
Ask you to clean. You
know,
a basic thing that parents ask of their children is to clean, and you have a problem with that. What about you, Marissa? What do you not like when Daddy does? Get on the microphone and talk, baby. Is there something I do that you don't like? Talk into the microphone, baby.
There's nothing that I have to say.
Say it louder. Say it louder so we can hear that.
There's nothing that I want to say.
That's bad about Daddy?
That's good.
Oh, no. My baby. I love you, baby. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. You're going to get a toy later. So, what about the things that you do like about your dad?
You're very generous.
Generous?
Too generous?
Why do you say that?
People take advantage.
People used to take advantage.
Yeah.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
No, see, so you do listen to all the episodes.
That you I just saw the promotion.
That I take care of you? Man, you are earning major points with me, Marissa. Now, I just think it's cool because I think about it all the time that it still trips me out, even, I guess, almost 16 years now that I've been a dad. I still see myself as a kid. An adult, a broken down old man adult's body. And I love that, you know, I have three amazing daughters that, you know, are very good. Good students, by the way. Brag on your report cards. Kendra, what was your report card? Tell me. Tell the world. 70 countries are listening. Go ahead.
All A's and B's.
All A's and B's. What about you, Savannah?
And 1C.
Who? Oh, 1C.
1C.
Casually left that out.
5 A's, 1 B.
Dang. And Marissa, you don't get report cards yet. But you're a good student, right? Talking to the microphone, Mama. Get on top of it. Is it too far away for you? We're not going to edit this. I'm just going to go ahead and do this right now.
Oh, gosh.
It's okay. Is that better for you?
Well, you need to be closer. You don't back away from it.
You backed away from it as soon as I... Can you talk into it now?
Yeah.
There we go. I'm going to boost you up a little bit. So, I'm going to flip this around on you guys. I interview people all the time. And even though it's my show, and I know it's Father's Day, you know, are you yawning on my show? My middle child, Savannah, is yawning on my show. I'm so boring, she's yawning on my show.
No, it's not your show.
Wow.
It's not your show. It's you. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. See what I put up with? Marissa, you're my favorite.
It's not you, it's Savannah.
Yeah. See why Baby Beluga's my favorite? Huh? I'm just saying. But what'd I say? Oh, y'all heard that? My bad. Just kidding. I love you all individually, okay? At different times.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm going to flip the script. You know, I interview people all the time, as I was saying, and I would like you guys to have a chance. This is your platform, because Kendra asked me, my oldest, what is it, you know, how do you come up with stuff to talk about all the time? It's crazy. The process is kind of hard, and it's kind of crazy to come up with all the time.
No,
but
you just thought... Oh, wait, sorry.
Go ahead. No, say it.
No.
You always interrupt people.
No, sorry. Keep going.
No. I'm just saying that people always ask, "What? You know, how do you get ideas to come up with stuff? Sometimes I just think about it, and then it's like, oh. And it's, you know, something that moves me strongly, and I'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what might be going on, or something I see on TV, or... You know, something I'm going through with life in general. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but yeah. What's so funny?
We heard something outside.
Yeah, you know, this is not the multi-million-dollar studios most people work out of. It's out of the Big Brother bungalow.
Same thing. Even better.
Even, oh, there you go. Now you're earning a couple more points.
That comment's valid. Wow.
So, how is it at times that you guys don't get along and get along so well? Because there's times where you guys want to kill each other, and then there's times that you'll gang up on me.
No, at least they don't chase her around with a knife.
Oh, who does that?
Uncle Steven.
Yeah,
he used to chase her around.
Hey, yo, come back here. I'm going to get you with a knife, yo.
While singing Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
Yeah, he's not the best singer. Watermelon sugar, hi, yo, watermelon sugar, yeah.
He's going to hear this.
He listens to every episode.
He's going to get mad and text you. Like,
he can't beat me up, though. He can't beat me up. In a fight between, well, Marissa doesn't fight because she's a beautiful little angel that's harmless.
Right.
It's okay. Instead of fighting, he'll just send you a grill.
Smoke some meat and some cheese. Between you, Kendra and Savannah, who do you think would win in a fight?
Me.
Why you say that?
For what?
Cause
a fight. Just a fight.
Because one
between
physically.
Each other, or
physically fight. Like, I shouldn't be advocating this as
me.
A dad.
Like, so between someone at school or
no,
like
you.
Us.
Oh, my gosh. You got all A's and a B, and you can't listen to what I'm telling you? First of all, you yawned.
Oh, well,
you yawned on a podcast already. And now you're not paying attention. In a fight between you and your oldest sister, who do you think would win?
Kendra, for sure. I don't even know how to fight. That's
yeah, sad. I'm really good at fighting because I have like all this built up rage I have from my sister.
What rage do you have?
She pulled out my hair when we were like really little. Yeah, I have that held like, against her.
And you know what? And you bit her when she was a baby.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yep.
And I had to like pull your like mouth off of her.
Oh, you probably
let's just not forget off. Who's the one who saved her from the dresser falling off.
I did. I ran in there.
I held it.
You helped. You just said,
held,
hey,
not I, held.
I came over there and I got it.
I held it.
Your finger was pointing you,
who got it, Savannah?
You don't have to yell. It's a microphone. You can talk gently into it and make sure you sound good. That's okay. Fine. Marissa, who do you think will win in a fight between Savannah and Kendra?
Kendra says she's bigger.
Marissa, wow. Do you like to fight?
No.
Aw. Why do you dislike fighting? How come you hit your sister sometimes, though?
Yeah.
You were under the bus.
Nah, that's okay. She'll learn. She has to learn now.
Sometimes I get mad at them.
I completely understand that. I agree. Were you laughing at the dogs barking in the background?
Yeah, that's no. Fine.
Sometimes they mock me.
Aww.
I don't mock
no,
you.
It's like a playful, like.
You should not. You should not mock your baby sister.
No, she.
We
mocks
love
us.
Our sister.
I know you guys do. You guys have a cute a little bond, Marissa. Yeah. So, what is it you like about your daddy?
That you take care.
Speak
of
on
us.
The microphone. There you go.
That you take care of us.
And what else, baby? Just take care of you. That's the only reason why you like being around me. She has to think about it, y'all.
And because you give us permission for stuff.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet. Really. What about when I take you and buy you toys at Target? You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like she needs more.
She doesn't need more. What is it that you don't like about Daddy? I want to ask you again. Let's see if she comes up with something.
Nothing.
You're so good.
Cleaning.
Yeah, you don't like to clean.
No,
you
not
don't.
At all.
How
we're old, like making the mess, though.
I don't think you've ever helped.
How old are you, Marissa?
Of course I have.
Like, like 3 times.
All right. So.
One time I cleaned up the whole room.
One time?
like 2 times.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you. That's very nice, Mama.
Yes.
Yeah, 2 times?
All by myself.
Ah.
Good job.
And at Mom's.
Good job.
And her mom's 2 times also. Wow, so that's 4 times? Wow. So proud of you. I do that in one day with you guys, but it's a different story. So also I was saying, so is there something that your dad does, has not done that you'd like him to do yet?
You never finished.
Finish what?
You said they asked me. How I come up with what I'm going to talk about on my podcast, and you just went on and we came to this. You didn't explain what you were going to do.
What do you mean?
You never explained what you were actually going to do.
On this podcast? This episode? All right. Here's the thing. I just wanted to have you on. No edits. This is more fun this way.
Very raw.
Very raw.
Very rare.
Because, you know, I'm working with 3 untrained professionals.
Excuse me.
I said it.
Excuse
I said it.
Me.
Yes, so here's the deal. I like interviewing my kids. What are you doing, Savannah? These kids are weird. Who's that?
We get it from
my
you.
Eyes wanted to hear.
Your eyes wanted to hear. You know how many mouths have been over that microphone? You don't mess around and get COVID pink eye. So,
COVID pink eye.
So
imagine your eyes were ears.
Yeah.
Because Savannah said, I'm trying to let my eyes hear.
Silly. Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. Bye. Marissa, no, I'm going to ask you a question. All right. So my whole point is this. I wanted to talk to you guys and find out what I'm doing. I'm trying to get graded as a dad. It's Father's Day. Uh-huh. I want a grade, and then I'm going to allow you guys, after you grade me, to ask any question you want.
Okay.
Any question.
Okay.
So, it might end up being edited. I don't know. But We're going to make this fun. We're going to have a good time. You know, this is the Father's Day edition of the Big Brother Jake podcast.
I like when you be funny.
Yeah. See, you are earning points, my baby.
I just realized, really quick question.
Go ahead.
If a podcast takes you like an hour to record, does it take you like 2 hours to edit?
It depends. Sometimes I'm really proud of what I've done and don't have to edit anything. It's very rare. The only edits I have to do on a podcast are when I add the music and make sure it sounds good.
You don't go through the whole thing to like cut out or add stuff.
I mark it as I go. So if I need to go somewhere, I could just quick reference. Sometimes your dad has some brain.
Sometimes.
I know. it's rare, but I do have a brain at times. You know, this is the one thing I'm good at. I may not be able to cook the way you guys like. You know, I can clean.
No comment.
Really? No, go ahead. Miss Funny Pants over there. How come you don't like my cooking?
No, I do like your cooking. It's just not what I'm used to eating.
What are you used to eating?
Your cooking's perfect the way it is.
Oh, baby girl. I love you. Thank you, Marissa.
Frijoles and lentils.
I know how to make frijoles. I've done it before. At least 3 times.
Okay, we want some frijoles.
Not as much as Marissa's clean the house. But but I know how to make frijoles.
That's a yeah.
I've done it before.
3 or 2 times.
Yeah, I made it. I made them. They're good too. I know how to make them.
Yeah, I really want frijoles.
What?
We make silly names up.
Oh, like frijoles?
Frijoles.
Do you have a silly? Do you have a
no?
Do you have a silly name for daddy? Say it. I know you guys probably do.
Daddy-o.
I used to like when you called me that.
That's a Huggle Monster. I don't remember calling you that.
No, Dad. That's from a show that we used to watch. Just kidding.
I know, but she used to call me Daddy-o once in a while.
Henry Huggle Monster. Huggle Monster.
Henry Huggle Monster.
Do you like calling Daddy a certain name, Marissa?
I love to call you Daddy.
Yeah, because I hate the word Dad.
Dad. I say it.
Yeah, you say
dad.
It. You say
like
you say
like dad.
Because you're such a Valley Girl.
Valley Girl accent.
Daddy. You say daddy when you want something or you're trying to be cute. Daddy.
Yeah.
But it's usually dad. Dad, I need money.
Money.
I need dinero.
I don't see you kidding.
Yeah, you do. Stop it. Stop it. All right. So. I'm going to do the crazy part. Craziest thing.
You okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just pinched my fat back.
My
back fat.
Next is your chair giving out on you.
Yes. Let everyone know that. All right. Full disclosure. Not everything in this studio is brand new. I picked up this office chair from my old job at my alma mater, and one of the wheels always falls off. So I can't scoot too much or else I will end up on the floor.
I tipped over on the floor before.
I've only done it once, and the mics weren't on.
Didn't I fall? Remember, Savannah?
That would have been a very explicit episode.
You guys want to see me get hurt, huh?
No.
Marissa, do you want to see me get hurt?
Because then your teeth will fall out again.
Wow. Putting that on blast, man.
Well, your tooth didn't fall out.
No. It
got busted.
All right. So this is what happened.
I don't want you to fall since I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Thank you. See,
she's the nice one.
See, she is a nice one. You know, because at this age, you guys weren't this nice.
At times.
No. She's always nice to me.
You.
You guys should take notes.
Savannah was the one who would scratch my elbow if it was on her car seat.
I know, you guys are mean.
What are you saying about your tooth?
Alright, so it was when I was taking you to basketball practice.
Embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
No, that I used to do basketball.
Yeah, sorry, the basketball gene's not that good in this family.
No.
Why did he do it?
I don't know. I'm not a swim person. I'm not a...
You're very good at swimming. Fine. Shout out to Amy Van Dyken. We love you, Amy.
Yes.
Miss Amy. You know, my kids.
Miss you, love you.
Yeah, she listens to every episode, so she's going to love the shout out. So, I was taking your oldest sister to practice, and my knee gave out, and I tripped, and I fell down. I fell so fast, I couldn't, like, put my arms up to, like, protect myself, and I hit the concrete tooth first. Boom. Chipped tooth, and the chipped tooth got stuck in my bottom lip.
It did?
In your bottom lip?
In my bottom lip. I had to pull it out. And I held it, and then K Kendra's like, oh, Daddy, are you okay? She starts crying.
Well, I got scared.
And then my lips ballooned up, and I still had to go to the coach, take her over there with a bloody lip, chipped tooth.
Just for me to get bullied that day.
By who?
By some punk kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't. Let's not waste time on that dumb
And then he
punk.
Listens to this.
Good. I hope he does.
I hope he does. I'll send it to him.
You should.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I won't. I'm not. I'll do it. I don't care. I'll probably beat up his dad, too. So I said it. So, yeah. And then I had to go to the coach. And then I had to go to my bosses. And they're like, what happened? Gosh. You get jumped? I'm like, no, I tripped and hurt myself. So I had to get emergency surgery that day.
And I remember, and your teeth were shaved, and it was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a little baby dino teeth.
Yeah, that was.
I don't even know what dino teeth are. They're probably big.
They're probably big. So, yeah, that's what happened with that. So, with that being said, okay, I was asking for a grade as far as how I've been as a dad. I'll start with you, Marissa. How do you feel daddy has been? Good? Okay? Not good? What do you say?
Really, really, really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, she you take notes from your baby sister, y'all. What about you, Savannah? Really? You're going to go silent?
She, I mean,
that's that actress in you right there.
No. Good.
Get on the mic.
They're just so vague.
No. Good. But there's always, you know, there's going to be highs and lows.
Highs and lows with everything.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, parents aren't perfect.
Exactly. And they learn from their mistakes.
Yes.
I think the highest.
Yeah. Very, very, very good.
All right.
And us kids are growing up and developing with the parents. So are the parents. That's the thing.
Look,
so they make mistakes and they have to learn things.
Here's the thing. They don't write, like, there's no manual. You guys did not come with a manual when you were born.
What do you mean? Yes, we did. It was on my back.
Dork. No, you don't. So I have to figure it out as I go. You know, I'm always learning. I call myself forever a student because I'm always trying to learn something. And you guys should be like that too.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that I've taught you guys that
you didn't even say how she didn't rate you?
She won't.
I did.
She said I'm okay.
That did not come out of my mouth.
What is it then?
I think you're a great parent.
Thank you very much. Okay.
With some rough spots, but everyone does.
Yeah, I can say the same about you.
It's like a head with bald spots.
What?
It's like a bushy head of hair with bald spots.
I don't get that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Is it though? And, all right. So.
What were you just going to say?
I forget now. See, this is what happens when you're a parent. You tend to forget things.
You said that I didn't come with a manual.
You guys didn't come with a manual, so I do my best, and I learn as I go.
Yes.
See, I said that already. Who's paying attention now?
No one.
I think we should, like... Yes, go ahead, Marissa. She even raises her hand like she's in school. So cute. Yes, baby.
I paid attention a lot.
You sure do, baby. You know what people like about you, Marissa? It's on the at the end of the podcast. They hear you do your little intro.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to.
I said bye. Oops.
The Big Brother Jake podcast.
You need to redo that, Sisa.
She doesn't want to.
She's way overdue.
I have to pay her. Get on the microphone.
Sorry.
There you go. All right.
Let me scoop my chair up.
So. You guys were nice enough to do this. Kendra, it sounds like you're like chomping at the bit to say something. Go ahead. No?
I have nothing to say.
You have nothing to say? Nothing to say. Okay.
No.
So, I'm going to turn this around because you guys don't seem to like my questions too much. Yes, Marissa.
I'm glad that you put us on your podcast.
Aww. You're so sweet.
I'm glad that you're on the podcast. It makes my day to hear that. You know, Daddy loves this podcast. And... Yes, that's noise that you're listening
to. I
thought
I heard some person in the house. Okay.
Yeah, right.
They won't make it. You see that target right there on the door in the studio? They ain't going to make it into the house. Trust me. So I'm going to turn the tables on you guys.
Uh-huh.
Because you guys don't seem to like my questions. You seem a little bored.
Not true.
Maybe.
Ooh.
No.
I'm going to let you guys ask me questions. Ask anything you want. That doesn't mean ask for something. But if there's something you
want
to know, yeah, like, I don't even have $100.
Anything about you?
Sure.
To this day, since you were a kid, teen?
Sure. Go ahead, Marissa. You first, baby.
I think you're the greatest daddy in the world.
Nobody's coaching her. Thank you, baby.
You need it.
She's wanting toys. That's why.
Maybe. But
you need to tell him. You need to ask him a question.
Is there something you want to know about your dad? No? Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Kendra.
Since it's a Father's Day episode, what is the worst gift you have received from us as a Father's Day present?
Yeah, be honest.
Be completely honest. Yeah.
Last year.
I think last year was the worst Father's Day. No.
Okay,
no.
Father's Day, but we got you a record player. And you like,
no, the record player.
I mean gift itself. Actual gift, not the day. Gift.
Oh,
itself.
Gift.
Yeah.
Be honest.
You can't even remember past last year.
No, that's not true. I mean, if once you become a parent, you're going to realize that your memory is going to go away.
I don't even remember what we've gotten you since last year.
Record player.
Yeah.
Well, I know, since last year.
Yeah, which is right behind you guys in the corner of the studio.
Yeah.
You guys really haven't got me a bad Father's Day gift, honestly. Like,
okay, well, in general. What's your least favorite? In general, yeah, what's your least favorite?
Okay, well, since there's no answer for that, what in general has been, like, the worst gift you've given? You're like, oh, thanks.
That you've given us? Given me?
Yeah, me or Savannah.
Anyone.
Me or Savannah.
I really can't remember.
No, be honest.
No, I'm being honest. I would tell you. You know me. I'm very blunt. I don't care. Even if it makes you sad. I don't think. I'm really trying to think all the years. And I've never gotten a bad Father's Day gift from you guys.
Never?
Or gift?
No.
That's shocking.
Never.
What's the worst gift you've ever gotten?
In general. Just
be
in
honest.
General.
You don't have to say
I won't name who it was. Yeah.
And kind of, you can keep it low key. Your
I
answer,
won't name who it was. But there's somebody in the family.
Oh, gosh.
That got me a random CD of a classical musician.
Oh.
I don't listen
to
classical music.
Imagine.
Yeah, you probably know who it is. I don't. I never listen to classical music. I know classical music. I don't like it. I don't understand why I got it.
I don't know my own family. Who would give that to
you? I'm not
going to
say it on the podcast. I'll tell you when we're done.
I know who. I have a feeling.
Yeah, you might know what it is. You might know what it is. No, don't say it.
Say it.
Jeff.
I'm not going to say
it. Who is Jeff?
I don't know.
So, no, it was a CD of a classical, like classical music.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It was like, but it was like not even popular classical music. It's just like classical piano.
Like when you would get from the side, like on the streets of New York?
No,
or like
not like that.
The dollar store bin.
Yeah, probably like that. So that was probably the worst gift I ever got.
I just said the dollar store bin. Everything's a dollar there.
All A's and a B, huh?
Okay. I have another question.
Yes.
What is your worst restaurant experience ever?
Oh, okay.
Ever. Like never going back. You would probably like
you
raid them
to
or
sue
something.
Them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was at a famous chain Italian restaurant that rhymes with Shmolov Hardin.
What?
I'm just saying it might be something that sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so your mother and I were dressed up in like sweats. We just finished moving.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we freshened up, but like we didn't want to get dressed up because you don't really need to dress up at that place, right?
Yeah.
So we went and
that actually sounds good now.
No, I'll take you somewhere better. And so I'm like, okay, we order our food. The salad still had like it was just not done right.
Like the lettuce wasn't completely cut.
It wasn't completely cut. The bread was undercooked.
Ugh.
They said the soda machine was broke. They gave us lemonade. It was watered down.
They're going to give you something that you didn't ask.
Yeah, the food wasn't all the way warm. And so they said the worst thing you do is get a penny and turn it upside down, leave it on tails to indicate it's the worst service you ever had. And then as we're walking out, those two idiots only left me a penny. I said, oh, you mean because of the bad service? You didn't serve us. We asked you to come to the table. You gave us attitude. It was horrible. It was in
I would
West
have
LA.
Left nothing. You were still being nice by leaving
a penny. You do that. If you leave nothing, that's better than leaving a penny. And it was an old rusty penny on tails.
Like the ones with the white crust.
Yeah.
The blue stain.
Yeah, it looks like bubble gums all over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep the questions going. You could ask anything. You wasted it on Shmolov Hardin.
Shmolov Hardin.
I don't want to get sued, so yeah.
Okay.
What was the rudest celebrity encounter you've had? Like rudest?
All right. I'll tell you. Don't help me like that.
All American dude?
No. He's actually a big Clipper fan. Mike Kozowski.
Who's that?
The voice of Mike Kozowski is on my wall.
Oh, I heard. I'm like, who's Mike Kozowski?
Yeah. Who is that?
Billy Crystal.
He was very rude to me. Yes.
That's right.
Very He's on rude. Your wall.
Yeah,
he's on my wall.
Right
yeah.
there, next to Adam Sandler.
The same night I met Magic Johnson.
Oh,
yeah.
He does my.
Yeah.
It's my.
The only other person that was rude to me.
Wait, what movie is he in?
He's the voice of Mike
Monsters
Kozowski.
Inc?
Monsters Inc.
Oh it's Mike Kozowski.
Wazowski.
Whatever.
That's why. Oh, I was like, what? There's Kozowski. I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
The only other person that was rude to me up there is the middle aisle, second picture. Nobody could see that. No, Joe Montana used to play for the quarterback for the 49ers. Nope, right there. I know your grandma loves
the
him.
One who looks like this one.
Yeah, that one.
Who looks like
he
Uncle
was
James?
Super rude to me, and it looks like Uncle James.
Ooh.
He was super rude to me, and he wasn't going to take a picture with me, and then he realized, oh, this guy just interviewed me. Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks like the dad, or I guess the stepdad, an elf, you know?
I have a question.
Yeah,
you don't have to answer this one, but where was one time growing up where Grandma Pam would get mad at you, and you just found it really funny, but you got in trouble for it. Like, what happened? I want to know the scenario. Right.
So when I make my bed in the morning, you can't sit on it. And I remember I sat on it one time. She walked by and she came by and slapped me in the arm. She said, "Get off the effing bed!"
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, she was very cool, but she was strict about stuff like that.
It's a bed.
It's a bed, but that's what she used to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's okay. Funny.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What's your funniest drunk story?
I'm not going to tell my kids my funniest
you
drunk story.
You said ask anything.
Okay. I told you. I'm not going to tell
everything.
You everything. True. I'll tell you that when you're older.
Even if it's funny?
It's funny. You probably you listen get, back to some old podcast
and find
out. You
can't censor it?
No, I'm not going to censor it.
Didn't you get drugged once? You were so drunk, and then it,
that's the same. That's the same story.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, the same story.
The Mexico
yes.
story.
The Mexico yeah. story. Oh, yes, Marissa.
I love to be on your podcast.
So random. Thank you, baby.
You're supposed to be asking him.
Do you have questions?
You
want to
ask Daddy a question?
What a question!
What
do you mean?
You know what a question.
You know
is.
What a question is, baby.
No.
Okay, we'll get back to you when you're ready. You guys don't have any more.
I'm trying to think of one, so I'm thinking of, like, extreme questions.
Extreme?
yeah.
Stuff I
you
can
have
ask.
A large life, so.
A large life?
Let's yeah. See.
What's that mean?
Like, a lot of experience.
I know I'm a big guy.
No, not like that.
I feel like I have
All
a
right,
question.
Go ahead.
But I can't process.
You can't formulate it? Okay.
Yeah.
Marissa, go ahead.
Has an ugly person ever tried flirting with you and really thought they were all that and everything?
Yeah, I was looking in a mirror and I flirted with myself.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I've had that happen. I'll tell you a story.
Oh gosh.
I was in Australia.
Australia?
Yes, I was in Australia. I was in the Navy, remember? So I traveled the world.
Silly.
And I went to to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a slight or a diss to Aboriginal people at all.
Savannah, you did a study on this.
Yeah, you actually
oh
did a
gosh.
Study on Aborigines.
I did?
Yes, you
oh
did.
Oh, my gosh.
For Australia.
Were
yeah.
you like in third grade and like,
ew.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyways.
Why ew?
Vegemite.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. So I come out the bathroom and like I don't have anything against a larger woman at all.
Yeah.
This woman was about 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And had no teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, American boy, I think you're handsome. But it's like whistling. Because like she had no teeth.
I'm sorry. It's funny hearing
and
American boy.
So I was like.
You don't look weird.
So I was like, hi. And she's like, come here and give me a kiss. And I ran away. It scared me.
And she couldn't run back to
She was walking very fast, but
waddling. You're mean. You are mean.
Cut that out.
No, I'm not.
You're not adding that in.
Yes, I'm leaving it. It's fine. You didn't say anything wrong.
Yes, I did.
You're funny. Okay. I say worse.
Okay.
And if somebody says something, I'll beat them up.
That's okay.
All. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What's your least favorite tattoo?
The only one I have.
Sir J. Daug.
Yes. People know that story, but for those that don't know the story, I may have had one or two beers or not. I can't confirm or deny it. And I went down with my boy Wes and Jerome. Shout out to Jerome Biggins. What up, Romy? He listens to every episode. And we got our we decided we want to get tattoos. So
they got the same ones with you?
No, not the same tattoo. Why would they want a Sir J. Daug tattoo?
I don't know. Maybe
I was getting there. Jerome got a Black Panther on his arm.
You should have at least gotten that.
I don't know. It might have been better.
It's better than
my boy Wes got a Chinese character that says announcement of death, like he's a badass.
Okay.
He could fight, though. And I got Sir J. Daug because that was my rap name growing up in San Bernardino. I didn't get it finished.
You never said that part.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Before I was Big Brother Jake, quote unquote, I was Sir J. Daug.
I don't like
sounds
that.
Like Breezy Lovejoy. Goodness.
No, actually, Sir J. Daug sounds better.
No. Big Brother Jake sounds better.
Marissa, you want to tell everybody how you got your nickname? Never mind.
We're not sure.
She doesn't want to. Okay. So, that's how I got this horrible tattoo. Yes.
Mm, I think horrible is an understatement.
Really?
Just kidding.
Wow. I'm going to get a cover up. I'm going to get one soon.
Mm-hmm. I wish we got that as your gift, but, you know.
That's just how what I want is very expensive. So. You all right, Marissa? Yeah, you having fun?
Oh, I have one.
People can't hear you go like this. You have to say yes or no.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Kendra.
What was your worst Roscoe's experience?
I'm not going to call it a restaurant like that. Roscoe's always been good to me.
As you should answer.
Never had a bad experience at Roscoe's, ever.
It's a great restaurant.
Rest in peace, Mama. Big Mama, she used to serve us at the location on Pico and La Brea. And true story, this happened. It was my wedding rehearsal dinner.
You guys did it at Roscoe's?
Yeah.
Really?
I took like 15 people to Roscoe's and paid for it.
Wow.
And somebody had their hat on the table. And she came over and slapped it off their head.
Mm-hmm. That's unnecessary.
No, because that's bad manners to have a hat at the table.
Really?
So that's what she ended up doing.
Never mind, that's not unnecessary. Sorry. I just offended.
It's okay. So no bad experiences.
She's bored.
Who's bored? Marissa, you want to talk? No?
Can you sing us a song?
I don't know. I don't have any.
You can sing Hamilton. One more time.
No.
Sing?
Nothing.
Sing?
All right, well, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Do you have any more questions for your dad?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I probably do, but I can't think of any.
All right. Well, we've already gone a long time on this.
What time? How much?
We're about 37 minutes in.
That's it?
But this is what I want to do before we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kendra?
I didn't talk.
Well, oh, because my gosh. You have an open forum.
I couldn't think of a question.
Do you have one now?
Has anyone ever mistaked you as a girl?
Really? That's you wasted all that time for that? No.
I was just looking at the beads.
At what?
And then it just
there's a funny story behind
this. Sparked my mind.
Do you know why people get beads in New Orleans?
Yes.
Yeah. You do. Okay, you know why, right?
Yeah.
So what did I do when I was in New Orleans?
No, I know you flashed them.
I flashed them and they gave me beads. And I was proud of that.
Has anyone
No, I've never been mistaken for a girl, even my long eyelashes. I know you're going there. No.
No.
No, why would they? That's a weird question.
In New Orleans.
Anyway.
I don't know.
All right, so.
Don't add that. That was a dumb question.
No, we're leaving it in. Unfiltered. All right, so now I'm going to say this. First of all, I want to tell you, Kendra.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making me a father.
Mm-hmm. I made you a father. I just didn't come out first.
No, I'm having a moment here. Thank you for being, like, entrepreneur. Look, you're yawning on my show, Marissa. Why are you yawning on my show?
I'm tired.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
A hard day of playing dolls and watching TV. I can see why you're so exhausted. But thank you for making me a father for the first time. Mm-hmm. I love your entrepreneurial spirit. I can't say it. And I'm sober. I like that you are creative.
Thank you.
I love that, you know, you have a million-dollar mind. And you're going to be one of the coolest innovators and interior decorators and run a hotel and do all that. And I can't wait for you to get your license so you can drive us around.
Wait, I have a question.
Ask your question.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not for you. It's just a general question. How come parents get Mother's and Father's Day and kids don't get
And their explanation, Kids Day is every day.
That's right. It's every day.
No.
Can we go to their hair? Can we go to the store?
I know you guys cater to us so much.
Yes. So every day is Kids Day. And your birthday is like your kid day.
Yeah. But you get a birthday too.
Oh, we earn it as parents. We work hard.
I know.
Yeah, that's the one dislike I have. No, I'm keeping it.
You can cut out everything I've said.
Not at all.
I'm not proud of what
I said. It'd be like 34 seconds anyway, so I'm just keeping it. But what I'm saying is, Savannah, I love that you're strong-willed. I don't like it at times, but I do like that you're strong-willed. I love that you can save money. I love that you're a great student and that you work really hard. I love the fact that you will do whatever it takes to defend your dad, and you love me, and you're just a very happy-go-lucky person.
Thank you.
And I love you for that. Marissa, get on the mic. Get close to the mic. You look like you're about to fall asleep. This is what Marissa. Daddy does.
She like froze in one face.
Can you hear me, Marissa? People can't hear you nod.
Talk.
Say yes or no. Talk in the microphone, baby. Marissa, you know what Daddy loves about you? I love that you're so sweet and you're so kind and you're loving to Daddy and that you give me big hugs and kisses and that you always have a good time, but you never, ever wake up in a bad mood, ever.
But she wakes up early, which is a problem.
She does wake up early. So, Marissa, oh my gosh, she's yawning. Baby, how embarrassing. Baby.
What do you mean? We all are.
On that note, Daddy loves you, Marissa. I love you. And that'll end the podcast. So, we're going to land this plane now. Thank you for all those that were listening. Sorry we petered out at the end. Everybody's got bored. But I appreciate you guys coming on the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Thank you.
AKA Dad's podcast.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Marissa, do you have anything you want to say before we go? No? Okay. So, until next episode, I say to you guys, wait for it. You guys want to do it with me? 1, 2, 3.
Deuces!
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.